Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
This one particular young lady said that she wanted to have two kids. So I said, so are you going to have a husband? And she said, nope. And I said, please tell me why you would choose in the eighth grade to have a goal of having two kids and not be married. She said, because if I'm married to him, I can't collect child support. And then she said, why should I marry a man that I have kids by? He might have issues or something. He might be on drugs. And I said, well, if he's too bad to be your husband, do you really think he's gonna make a better father?
This is one of them things that I've been like trying to like figure out why nobody paying more attention to. And it's like the kids and them growing up, because they're friggin' sponges. Like, parents might try to put on a facade to go out in public and to mingle with people in society, right? But they can't hide their shit from their kids 24/7. And even when they try to hide it, the kids still see, the kids still observe, the kids still pick up certain information about their family. Like, oh, that's the type of person my father is, or my mother is, or my sister is, or my auntie is. So she's saying these, she asked these 8-year-old kids, you know, like, what they want to do, like, when they, with themselves when they grow up. And so one girl says, you know, she literally want to be like a single mother, have two kids, because all she wants is child support. And the other one just like, you know, she don't want to get married because her baby daddy gonna be a good for nothing. So in her head,
man done no good.
Man no good.
Because that is all her mother speaks about.
Mm-hmm. And that's all she must have probably seen. She hears your mother and she friends talk about, and they just shitting on men. And it might
this has been an issue for me, you know, personally, because I've been watching these new mothers these days, and it wasn't existing when I was growing up, but it's more prominent now, where you see that the children are directly involved in all of this chaotic mess that's been going on with between the two parents, and it just, as you said, children are sponges, and these early years are when they learn the most. You know, it's kind of messed up, because I don't like to see how parents involve children in big people
conversation
and topics. You know, and
it really irks my spirit. Children supposed to be children.
Yeah, I know, cause like I remember they had this little preschool graduation. And this mother threw braids in her daughter here, put some makeup on her face and here, some eyelashes and so, and, you know, put on some little fingernails. I'm like, okay, I understand you want to doll up your daughter and stuff and make her feel like whatever. But she mm-hmm. too young for all of this still? Like, why you want to introduce her to this? Like, why you want to spruce her up? Like, why you can't just let her be natural?
And you see, and that them kind of morals that they teach them, and as she's going to grow up, she's going to think that putting on makeup and nails and fake hair are going to make she look beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like she, and then she got like insecure problems that going to start insecurities.
She not going to have her self-worth. She don't have any of those. She not going to be herself.
Because today I was just messaging Khalid. No, I was like going off on a voice note. And I'm just like, since the pandemic and a lot of people been like homeschooling their kids and stuff, right? Like, and I was like, how easy it is for you to go and just get the curriculum of a school and then just stay home and teach your kids, right? And a lot of people are always like, you know, homeschooling probably not gonna be the best for your child, because like, how are they supposed to socialize? And I'm like, I mean, how are they supposed to socialize? Tell them outside, meet new people, neighbors, friends. I'm not gonna keep them locked up in like a dungeon, right? And I do get it. It definitely might hamper their growth social-wise, or maybe not, because then every child is different, so you can't treat them all the same. But
no, but it's still very important for children to be around other children, especially coming up.
Definitely.
No, they need to learn how to be kids.
True, that's definitely the takeaway. Like, we need to like keep the kids' innocence intact until.
But even if right now, right, kids, even if they go to school, and hanging around other kids. Kids still not being kids. Because,
That's because of what they're exposed to at home.
That is true. But he exactly so. Nevertheless, if you had a home, then till now be kids. You send them to school, then till now be kids. So the stem is really way. Home, right?
Yeah, that's what they say, everything starts at home now.
Right. You know what I mean? Cause if you have a child, right now, when pick me a cry, the mother or the father, well, me never see the father do it, but the mother does this, a bram, tablet, phone.
Bro, then that, you realize, that's my soul.
Your boy, then you realize after a while, boy, the child won't play a phone too much, so you go get a free one tablet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Bro, I see all the time, like, I will see people say, like, oh, look at all these mothers putting their child in front of the screen. And me have a picnic, then they're not getting in front of the screen. And then they had a picnic, you know what happened? Ah, this baby just need to do some work, need to get things done. Put them in front of TV, get them a tablet. And you see this baby navigate to a tablet like if it been alive longer than me, you know? And you try to figure out, like, why these babies coming out knowing how to use technology? But they've been watching from time they come out the womb.
Exactly.
Me and Jack, that's the type of shit like I really can't like stand. That people think is easy, and they're quick to say, like, judge other parents and say, like, this tactic that you're using, I'll never do. And then when they're in the situation, they fall so quickly, become just like the parents that they say they're not going to become. And it's like if they say, man, this is too tough for me to go beyond and do the extra work. Let me just take the easy route and just push my kid in a corner so they can just figure their shit out. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you can just go and get the curriculum, right, and homeschool your child, if your outcome, right, of homeschool is good, and you're brand new, you say, all right, I'll tutor the neighbor's kids. Can you start a school from that? Like, you have, like, 3 kids, your kids, and then you get 6, and then 9, then you get 20. Can you build a school from that? As the year go on.
I mean, technically, you could. You could, but I don't think that's allowed.
No. Why?
Because everything is regulated, because everything is about making money. And if you could just do that, then more people would, and then everyone would, and then you see the problem.
But what if you're having a private homeschooling session that your neighbors just want to...
Homeschooling only goes for your children alone, you know?
Yeah, it's like one of those.
Okay, what if it's homeschooling / tutoring? And they say they can get tutored for all.
If you're going to tutor, you have to be a licensed tutor.
Since when?
You're gonna tutor.
Actually, I don't think so.
You have to be a licensed tutor.
Hello. No, I think it's the other way around. It's like if you don't have a school, you have to be like...
You actually tell me.
But you're tutoring, that's different.
Back in the day, when you just go so-and-so after class, it was fine because the teachers, most of them, they may be, they were already certified teachers, but you can't just jump up and say you're going to want children without any certification within the educational field to teach children.
Because isn't tutoring just it's like help? I'm not necessarily teaching you as a tutor. It's more so I know how to help you do what it is you're struggling with. So I'm just assisting. But at the end of the day, you're not gaining no accreditation. You're not getting nothing on your transcript from what I'm doing. I'm just trying to help you as a person in the ways that you're struggling. So I feel like just logic. I don't know for sure the whole license thing, but I don't see why I would need a license to help niggas, if you feel me. But like, if I was teaching for you to actually, you know, put on an official document that's yours and it's like all that stuff, I could see that. That makes sense.
Wow. As Future said, "Leave the world we live in."
But nah, you still come back down to those kids though, bro. Because I feel like they're neglecting young kids too much. And they're leaving them to TV to raise them. Like, I'm not gonna say they don't have...
You see, the problem about this, right, is that the majority of these homes with kids are single-parent households.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And follow up.
It takes two. So if you have a home with a mother home with 4 kids, you know, she has other stuff and her personal time that she wanted to deal with. So, and the quickest way to get out of the rock, I'm in front of them.
Yeah, okay, but the thing is, no, where did our parents find the time, and why can't modern parents find the time? Let's say it's just a healthy home, you know, mother and father and newborn child. Where does the time go? Because the only difference really is, let me see, is the technology, the time that we spend on technology, and what else new that our parents didn't have?
You see, back then it took a village to raise a child. You know, everybody can, you know, take care of the children that you have, but now everybody, don't tell my children nothing, don't say nothing to my child.
No, okay, but before we leave the house and go into the community for help, right? Just inside the house itself.
Mm-hmm.
Why parents today don't compare to those back then? Because if it all starts at the home, before you go out and get your help or get your support, how is it that they can't find the time to really just talk to this child and show this? Because, like, as again, children are sponge and they learn their first set of body language, facial structures, you know, tones, how you talk and all of that. So I'm like...
Personally, I think that a lot of these parents are different because how they grew up, they might feel like they grew up too rough or this and that. So they're trying to stray away from the old norm of raising children, and they're kind of making things up as they go. So the children come out totally different.
I think it's more of like a whole different set of circumstances that we live in. Because like Sio, you started off saying that a lot of these homes are single parent.
Mm-hmm.
That literally means that it's one person providing all the care, not just like nurturing and all that stuff, but also financially supporting and all that stuff. For like, we're in a situation where it used to be two
person.
Yeah, so now, obviously, we're two people in the older time, there was time, yeah, you know, there was more resources available to dedicate to said child. But literally, when I work in two jobs, I have a side hustle on top of the two jobs I work in. You know, the hours I work, there's already not enough hours in a day. You check.
Wow.
You people that have one job be struggling to make time for regular shit. You check. And you're talking about a child, and I still have to work two jobs and still try to make ends meet. That in itself is a whole thing. And then you're still a person, right? So you still have to deal with everything else in life you're putting people through. Stress. You check. So, like.
But who to blame in that situation?
You can't blame nobody.
Okay, not to throw around blame, but I know.
No, it just is what it is.
Okay, yeah, it's life, and I shouldn't say blame, but the responsibility, I feel like, was something, because, like, today we have options, you know, her body, her choice type shit. My thing is, when I hear somebody say, oh, man, bills hard, work hard, oh, it's just life hard, I'm gonna get me a puppy, because that gonna be easier on your life?
No, it's just something that, it's like, for some people, the equivalent of having a puppy is going to the bar and spending your hard-earned money on a drink.
Yeah,
and
I wouldn't even do that.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that's me. But still, but I mean, like, they're already struggling financially, and they thought, getting this puppy, now spending extra money on puppy food, send this to the vet, doing all kind of stuff, that's another expense that you just brought into the picture.
Nah, I see you looking at it logically. The way they see it is, yo, all this money, I'm already stressed. Like, the fact that I don't have money is my stress, right? I'm working so hard to have money, and all the money I'm making is literally going into things that are, like, you know, rents, shit like that, right? So out of all this work I'm doing, I'm literally getting no enjoyment out of it. So even though I don't have it, frig that, I deserve some kind of relief. So I'm going to spend money on that. I'm going to have that dog so that when I come home, I can just sit down and I can pet that dog and just breathe off and just have that company. You know,
I was probably thinking like how you're describing it, right? Until I realized that my dog, his name is Kong, right?
His name is Kong?
Kong.
Oh, Kong.
K-O-N-G.
K-O-N-G, right? Kong is this big fucking black dog, right?
Yeah.
That every month I have to spend $140 to buy food, farm the ass sometime and run around the house, something dizzy. So I end up and I can't find what you need for. I have to carry a vet. I have to spend nearly $100 for one tablet. Then every 6 months I have to spend another $60. Now I think the tablet gone up to now for flea and ticks. Get it proper shampoo, because the last time I used regular Regular shampoo for my dog, and then when I realize the hair start yammer for his skin.
Can't tell you. No, is he? Is he Khaled? You are processing all of this as a logical man. You check.
Right.
As a fellow logical man, I can agree that it don't make sense. You check. However, I am aware that a lot of people don't think the way we think.
That's everything. Are they able to?
But that's not just the way. Basically, the whole dog thing, even though I have to do this and sacrifice more, just having this dog makes me not want to drink bleach a little less when I get home after a day of work.
So is it that everybody's just lonely?
Bro, we're social beings. We're literally social beings. So it's like, bro, that's why they say solitary confinement in prison is one of the cruelest things you could do to a person. Just because of who and what we are as humans, full stop. Don't have to do nothing with your personality. If you like people, just being a human being, putting you somebody in solitary confinement is inhumane. One of the worst things you could do to somebody.
The reason being why in the beginning of college survival that women was created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, with a mad. Mm-hmm. If man Adam would be a he, yeah. Cute it is swing.
Nobody has would have
never gone. Well, maybe he just put my man. And man just don't like man. So so I'll tell you. You wanna know? It's like I'll be some man crab. It's like I just live life as some man crab.
But okay, but moving the whole poppy thing, right? When a woman decide she gonna go through with this baby, you know, man kind of phony still not, because I know a bunch of men that tell this woman like, yeah, we'll have this baby, and then the baby born is like, nah, it's too much work, and then they dip, and I'm just like, man, you know, you waited too long to bail, and now this one, now this woman have to go take care of this baby on by herself, and you would think that she'll stop her one baby or so, and she have like 4, 5, 6, and you're like,
for the same
on?
Man.
Not, maybe not for the same man.
No. Auntie got it.
She don't want top dog.
Same man. For plenty of man from them. And that's why I know, I'm going to say this, who begs can dead, women are not logical beings.
But it's true.
That's fact. They're not logical beings. They act on feeling.
It's the truth.
And feelings don't follow no guideline. Because me and you can go through the exact same situation, and the way I feel about it is different from the way you feel about it, even though it was the same set of circumstances, you check? So from that, we don't can't agree on nothing, because how it translates to me is not how it translates to you. So what are we talking about in the first place, you know? And that's women, bro. That's why that's why everything is the way it is.
You see the thing that you just mentioned as well, Timon, about the man dip. The man probably don't give you so much red flags even way before
the boy say, yo, me and I the man for this, you know. But she is, you know, and, I feel this. You encourage him. And he goes, he's probably not a bad person. And he
the key word, feel.
Yeah.
Their whole thesis is based off of strictly emotions and nothing else.
It's true. Because I don't understand. Because logically speaking, you deal with this brother, man, right? You know that half of the time y'all spend together, y'all spend it beefing with each other. You check? You know all the shortcomings this nigga has. You know the relationships, how all of his past relationships played out. And you see that, yo, this nigga ain't shit. But you feel
she
that you name something special. And you go make Felix. This man into the man of your dream.
She feels she named Felix. I'm gonna fix it.
You feel that all these flags you've seen are just temporary because you're worth the change. You check? And because you feel that, no, you act on that feeling and you say, yeah, make a breed for this man. And you do it once, and this is where this is where the Antiguan girl context comes in. You do it once, right? And you realize, damn, that one kid didn't make this nigga become, you know, the man I want.
Enough. Let's get four.
So let me try 3 more times. and the crazy part about it, bro, especially is like you hear these women talk and cuss them baby father and say, oh, he ain't shit, and then you see them big and pregnant again for the same man.
Old man just and like him.
What you want me to tell a person like that at the end of the day? You want me, am I even supposed to look your way when you walk by?
Right? You can't say nothing to them, and you like, and the thing that baffles me now is they will try to push their head in your direction, like,
yeah, I'm like, yo, why? You are evil woman. You sick. You check, that don't make no sense. But here's what, it must make sense because this is not a one-off case. This is quite common, and that's the part about it. So as much as they're not logical and all them things, it's like, I think that's a general, like, we could just say that's something that we just have to take as fact and say these people just exist and we just have to know how to deal with them.
Yeah, like, okay, for a woman who gets pregnant, have her first child and everything, and she's doing whatever she can for this child, I get it. You know, sometimes life just pushing this direction, you know, and you take it. And I know some women, they just say, like, okay, this baby wasn't really planned, and it kind of threw a wrench in their plans and their growth and their development. And some of them, they really can't recover, and they use this baby as an excuse to stay where they are, right?
That's crazy. A whole life?
A whole life.
Hey, let me call bullshit on this whole situation, right? Because a lot of these, especially today, a lot of these young women today that are single mothers, they grew up in single parent households. And why they know how they grew up, and why the hell would they put themselves directly back in a situation?
What I say too, because you know better than anybody else. But you are the product of that.
They don't know, but they know.
It's like, all them so proud to be single. I've never seen such.
Yeah.
Okay, you want me to tell you what I think when I hear that? It's like, I know what it's like to have a bad dog, but I don't know what it's like to have a good dog. So in my head, I don't want a bad dog.
But
I still kind of want a dog.
I don't know how to pick a good one because I don't know what to look
for. I don't know how to pick a good dog.
Okay, so is that why, okay, so with that, because of that, you say they deserve a pass when good men come into their lives and they feed them to the curb and they still gravitate to the same ancient niggas that gonna put them in the same ancient situation that they were trying to run from in the first place? Is that like a pass for them?
I give them a pass the first two times.
Okay.
But you have to figure out that there's a pattern here, woman. Fix your shit. Like, if the thing is, once you can identify that there's a problem, it's easy to fix. But if you
not if you're a woman. Unfortunately, boss. Bro, that's the other thing, bro. I don't get it because you would sit down with a woman in a situation, right? It might be her first time, it might not be, right? And you know how I talk to people. I don't tell you what to do. I listen to what you're saying. And then I make you tell me what you should do based on the information you've given me. That's how I go about it. So at the end of it, I didn't tell you to. If you do anything, it's not I didn't tell you to do nothing. It's you decided with me listening that this was what you should do based on what you want, based on what you're dealing with, all the things. You outlined a plan for yourself. So this was your doing. I was just here to facilitate it.
Imagine this. The girl say, yeah, and for some reason, you just cheated me. I want to just kill you, here, everyone. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, talk it through.
I would tell you personally, I wouldn't go that route, but it's you. But like I said, where I get in the right answers from these women as to what they should do, what they should be doing. No, you don't want this for yourself, so what you're going to do? I'm going to distance myself. I'm going to reduce contact. I'm trying to do da da da. And they give me all the right answers. And I say, all right, you sound good. I'm going to check back with you in a week. You come back in a week and then back in the same old bullshit that they were complaining and crying to you about in the very first place. Still in the same situation that they already have all the answers and the solutions to get out of.
I think they just want to chat me because...
I don't know about it. Things genuinely hurt them.
You have a belief in chatting this stuff. Because I've been around women that their man cheat on them back to back. You know, me show them good vibes and then me say, yo, why are you still there? You know what I mean?
They make it things.
But like, they tell me how this and that and he this and he that.
A woman, bro, you get treated the way you allow
it
yourself.
It seems like you enjoy this trauma.
Yeah,
bro, so okay. is there anything as good trauma?
I don't.
Trauma is trauma.
Yeah, what I'm saying, right? Trauma is how you process it determines whether the trauma is trauma. I don't want to say it's good or bad. Trauma is just trauma.
Okay.
Right? I think what matters about it, it's what you choose to do with it. Because in life, you're going to wake up every day, and every day you're awake and you're alive and you're breathing, something will happen. Right? And that, at something might translate to trauma. You can't stop things from happening. Life gonna do what life gonna do. You check? My thing is, what we determine whether it's good or bad is what you choose to do with it. So if my grandmother dead because hospital decide for mess around, you check? I can know that's traumatic, right? Mm-hmm. That's trauma. That happened. I didn't do nothing to contribute to it. You know, I couldn't mind my business and I was still been in the same situation. You check? I can decide in my head, well, I want, because this happened to me, I don't want to see it happen to nobody else. So I'm going to go run for politics so I can try and do something that in my head would contribute to a better outcome. You check? Or I can say, them people wicked, them people deserve for dead. I am going to murder them all. You check? I can go that route. Same situation, it's just how I chose to process it and how it went. Well, in the first case, yeah, that trauma was good because now I'm motivated to do greater. Now I'm doing greater things. A lot less people are suffering because of the greatness that came out of this trauma. Whereas now I have a lot of people wanting to kill me and my family because I took from them. You know, like I took a negative turn and negativity just building and building and building. Now it's a bad outcome. So I don't think trauma is good or bad. I think trauma is just trauma, is what you do with it, or how it translates and how you manage it is the important part.
Okay. I'm still trying to figure out, like, okay, with these women, right, with these kids, they use the kids as excuses for where they are in life, right? And so, like, yeah, you know, I want to do all these things for myself, but I have to take care of this kid, and this kid is everything. When they go out, because at this point, they're just, like, they're giving up on attaining their goals. So it's just, I'm just trying to exist and have a lot of sex and still enjoy my younger years until I can't really do it no more, right? My thing is, why isn't abortion on the table? Because more kids just means more stress, and you can't rely on family and the community like you used to back in the day. So you're just creating a bigger problem for you to not take care of yourself. My thing is, why they don't lean to that more?
Because, like we said, logic is not the driving force behind a woman and her decisions. Because a man will go, yeah, I definitely cannot financially sustain a child at this point. Daddy need for go outside. No.
Delete.
Outside, backspace, whatever you need to do, that need to happen. That's men, right? Women know, as far as they're concerned, bro, they're murdering a child that is theirs, that would have been their future, that would have, when they grow old, this would have been somebody that would have take care of them. This is the person that's going to produce their grandkids. They thinking that deep, you check? So I don't want to say it's because we're not as in, like, linked. We're not the one doing dashing and all that stuff. I feel like we're disconnected in a sense. So I want to say, I'm going to give them that, though. So, because I can't say I know what that feels like, or will I ever know what it feels like. You know? Because, I mean, obviously, because here I say, no. If I'm looking forward to the child, right? And then she tries, then that's different. Because then I've already accepted that this is something that I want. And the whole getting rid of it was something done against my will. I feel like that's the same type of concept as, oh, I'm waiting to have this baby, but she has a miscarriage. That's
okay, different. Hold on. Yeah, but a lot of guys like to behave the same way just so girls can still think that they're a nice guy.
Up but until yeah, because you do what you do. If me have a dance to eat, and a dance, I'm going to dance. What am I going to do? Not eat?
Let's take a pin in that for a minute, right?
Okay.
A child takes about 8 weeks before it becomes a fetus.
Listen.
8 weeks or something like that, and let's say you find out. I'm kind of going off a base of what everyone was saying.
Yeah. You
find out. Say she's pregnant. Yeah, done hard talk about your future and blah blah blah. This child has not even started to develop it. You just have you've been fertilized, you know.
Yeah.
Hello.
In other terms, you're building a house, but you just had the found. You just dig the stake and lemon.
From the time you plant the seed and she won't open up and you feel your bud head a kiss from the sun inside.
Hi.
And you release the water in there.
Tell him.
You know, you breed them.
Tell them.
You know, you breed them. So, you know, supposed to see tomorrow, may get up, go by the morning after. I have 48 hours.
My boss is plan.
Okay, tomorrow come, you're gonna get for go. You work late, see your pharmacy shut down. You have one not 24
hours.
Hey,
let me tell you something, right? So I know by our tunnels, I have 24/7.
All right. You still have another 24 hours if you miss your first 24 hours, right? For she, for tech. The morning after.
So over by right? The townhouse, mega store, the pharmacy over there, hours yeah. Open. So
get good price. Going, it's a good price.
And I 16 hours price. For them.
$20.
$25.
$25. That's
crazy. That's $20 man.
Yeah, well, I'm going to US. Goodbye. You know what I'm going to US.
Bro, I bought one over here. It was for $45 or something.
You want to know? 40 something Canadian.
Yeah, Canadian dog from Plan B.
Yeah, man, they want to pick me up a Canada. That's the point.
BB, go Vegas. Go buy one near Vegas, right? And $57 me pay for that US. No.
Boss,
when me go New York, I me buy one in New York. A dollar $70 me have to pay for that.
Like what am I trying to do?
No, then no man will pay them price. Literally, I have
okay,
to.
Hold on. One second.
Oh yeah, finish up. Yeah.
My want to take this time for here, like my brother Keenan. It's been a while.
Mm. Yeah, what's up?
I'm good, my brother.
Yeah, that's cool, guys.
Nevertheless, no. You still have time. So there's no way you go tell me, boy, me not even know she pregnant. Me not even know.
Yeah, I never got shit. That because I know you know what you did. You did what you right. did. Why are you surprised at the outcome when you was adding 5 + 5? Why are you confused that the answer is 10 right
okay,
now?
Okay, fine. Exactly. I'll miss y'all 2 days span, right? But still y'all have y'all have time in between before y'all can get the next still push up and she poke you and
and yeah. Worst comes worst, there's always stairs.
Hey, I want some growing up, right? Me out here and say, one hot Guinness, do the trick.
Ever now, put your girl down the stairs.
Me, who sent me out? No, me?
Remember?
I'm not gonna be here. I'm gonna be on a business trip when this accident.
No, but you see, you still have time in between before, you know, it fully develops into okay. All right, this is a living, breathing child, right. You know.
But hear me,
so right. Yeah, y'all have just about 7 weeks to decide. Okay, what are we doing? Can't pursue our dreams, you know, and then think about kids later on in life. Or y'all just okay. This undeveloped fetus here is going to take care of me while I'm old. Let's keep it and keep myself poor. Let's do it.
He had for sure something when you don't give him a backstory, you know.
You wanna?
This is gonna be a lawyer pilot.
You wanna? Let me tell you along them lines and then get a
no, but no, nobody, you want the lies, okay. Me not have the money, so how am I gonna send you to liar school?
Listen, I don't believe in Jesus Christ. Have faith.
You try? Yeah. The Lord said once they pay a tithe and offerings, you know,
you say this right now to Allah at this age. Allah and mother's going to take care of picking, right? So when the time comes.
Yeah, no, that is.
Just let me know. Yes, sir.
Listen, here, right? I broke me, bro.
It has nothing to do with it, you check? It literally has to do with where you are in life.
Yeah,
me 30.
Me are you manly, right? Your girl get pregnant. Me expect all of you favor. If the plan B don't work, yeah, check me expect y'all favor for take your
IP. Why not? A whole alphabet, you know.
Hold on.
You check, what about plan C?
You sound like my boy over there and breed someone and he stop it. Why not?
Me not stop with nothing, dog, you check. But me, I say no.
Me don't know how much I can attest no, or protest and say no. Me don't be hot Guinness.
That's on the work as well.
Me don't know if he work or not. Me say, hey, take the Guinness, throw me in the microwave,
I didn't know it had to be that hot. I thought it was
Guinness tea.
The girl heat him up. She tell her boy she never see Guinness. She nothing wild over so quick yet.
I see her girl drink poison. Nah, Keenan, but I feel like you wanted to say something else earlier.
But me forget what me to say.
No, you see, the thing is, you had to be more logical about the whole situation. You know the situation that you grew up, especially if you grew up in a single parent household. Why in the world, if you have a choice to choose
between
opting out from that shit and doing better, why the hell would you jump right back into the same?
Regardless, because of everyone been saying, dog, women just don't think logically. No, and but I just can't wrap my brain around it.
Sometimes it's not just the women alone to blame, because the man.
No, let's do it too. You check, but I would more
to blame as well.
Reason this with a man, and we agree on the same thing. Then take it to a woman and say, yeah, this is what it is. This man card, you know, saying man do this, man more responsible for this, or man like this, or woman like this. Mm-hmm. It's never a one size fits all, obviously. We're going to talk about all man, all woman. It's just that more commonly, you go find this amongst men versus amongst women. Mm-hmm. So just for the listeners that are going to listen to this and already be ready to take off man's head. Y'all heard me later. All right?
No, another thing.
Y'all heard me too.
I remember putting down some seed, mm-hmm. and it just always amazed me that the woman know when a time for the man. But sir, you catch me, right?
What wizard you be?
What is this?
No, not only that, she know.
What kind of wizard you be fucking done?
She know. When me come now, they love for lock the foot and pull you in closer.
Hey, just let it happen, dog.
Hey, so like you have some money, man, Khaled.
No,
money,
okay. Khaled.
Let it, just you know let it happen, boss? Khaled.
Khaled, you know it be? Khaled.
Yeah,
many things you know, right? But me know. When me start to feel like this is gonna happen in the next 15 to 20 strokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I believe my facial expression
starts to shift. The boss is strokes. You gotta count them.
No strokes, man. You have to count them.
One whenever I feel it, ever start grab up the legs and say, you know, not you, bitch, not you.
Yeah, you check. Gotta protect this one. I believe this sign, especially facial one, because typically as far as a serious face, you check.
The man get more intense, alright?
You check.
I almost did the finish line.
You know, a part of your face talk the most.
Your eyebrows.
Your eyebrows talk the most. Your face could have serious stuff, but once the eyebrows start to lose a little tension, she don't know what going on. It's like, woman, pay attention to details, so they will forever see shit like that.
Like all the fucking lights.
So, that's the whole shit, okay?
Make sure you put your hand in your face and read some braille.
Yo.
You back that head, dude.
Floss, your stroke game starts to slow down when you come close to
Yeah.
Not all the time.
No. If you full speed, daddy, not after you.
What? Your boy, you ever see Dow Chuck? How are they fucking
time? No, but you need to go and watch them people's story with them dog and woman on Facebook right
now.
It's funny, all of us saw it. Yeah. I saw it.
when the dog bought for this empty inside the shit, slow down.
Well, here we're talking. Right? Me don't want to hide and I talk about our fucking sexual experiences, you know, but me not nothing to fucking hide, right? Me talk about human life.
Hey, right? we're not trying to get personal on here, you know. I don't want to tell you all about my
it's not like if we don't want to talk about it, it just never came up yet. So go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here we know. One time, right, go and pick up anything and go to the spot and, you know what I mean? We put in some work, you know what I mean? Hashing our back eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So not really much that sometimes, you know about that, but when a time for me come, for me butt head swell up.
Okay, big dog.
To me, she feel the extra girth inside, you know what I mean? So
she can open the umbrella.
She can feel that now, you know that she
no, has, yeah. Yeah, much nerve endings, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you push a newspaper down there, I bet she can read them through.
Nevertheless, right? Me had Mahashina backers, you catch me. Mahashina backers, and after a while, I feel the boy start rumble, you catch me. So now the boy starts rumble, me realize 1 foot pan ground and 1 foot behind my back. Right?
Oh.
So, what go on there?
She can feel as you say.
Plus, well, plus, you're breathing, switch up and all. You check? That's the next thing that has happened, you're breathing, switch up.
You know, I also realized, dog, a lot of women don't pay attention to themselves or to men during sex now. Because, like you said, some of them know, and they can feel a difference, I can see a difference. But a lot of women don't know that men breathing, like the other day a girl was asking like, why, you know, you fuck with your mouth open. I'm just like, bitch, directly pressure. She's like, what that mean? So trying to keep my breathing, you know, right. So what the fuck, you check? So it's like certain things that they be curious about, and they just brush it off as like not important and stuff. I'm like, no, everything I do, it means something. It's for a purpose. When you see me slow down, it's because I can feel it, and maybe it's that. It could be. You know? And I'm just like, there's so many things that you do, so much body language that's being said that nobody just reading or paying attention to. And I'm just like, why? It's like, my friend was just telling me that she realized nowadays that she getting like a lot more orgasms, and she find out that she can get there faster during sex now. And I'm just like, oh, see.
So it's something that can change over time. So
That's a mental game.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, once you like, she's saying like, she, because she's doing it more, she's getting it more often. She kind of knows how to like get on the dick, no matter the dick it is, and get it. Right,
kind of make it work for her. Make whatever she working with work for her.
It's just a mental game,
not just a mental game.
I'm thinking that no, but I feel like it's biological too, like it's physical.
My thing is, a lot of women don't explore themselves to try to get to know. A lot of girls say, I can't. Climax is just not a thing that I ever done or can do. I'm like, but you know, you can do it if you never done it. Just because it never happened, I told her, if a man was beaten off, right? And he didn't know he was supposed to come. This man will probably just beat his meat and then go home afterwards with the dick still hard, right? Mm-hmm. But it's only because we knew that there was something afterwards, no. It's why we didn't stop.
there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, it's why we didn't stop. So if if a man knew that there's something at the end of the rainbow, you think this nigga gonna stop? Nah. This man gonna go until he get what he came for. And that's coming. You check? So I tell her,
I realize. It's crazy.
So I tell her, like, if I'd ever watched porn when I was younger, I would never knew about ejaculation. And I'd have probably just, like, just go into sex just thinking, whatever happens, happens, right? But it's only because the first time I swear when I was, like, masturbate or whatever, man's just in the shower going, nothing happened. I pissed. I'm like, that's what's supposed to happen? I'm supposed to piss? That wasn't it.
Yeah.
You check? So man's had to come back again to figure out, like, what really going on. And then really put his back into it. Man's out here getting his first muscles because he's working on his right arm. You know? And then I realized,
well, I'm tense.
Tense. And that's when I realized, like, oh, okay, this is it. This is heaven, basically. You know, until you find vagina. But still, that was the goal.
Yeah.
So I told her, no.
Because that's great.
I was telling her, like, if a man knew that was supposed to come, a man would not stop. He would have blister up his dick getting to that outcome.
No, for real. Because it's like, but, okay, and I don't know why it is, because I'm like, yo, when women tell me they don't, I'm like, fam, we are the basic beings. All we really require is some thoughts and friction.
Some friction.
You check? Yeah. And all our dreams coming true on those thoughts and that friction. You check? So why is it you, who I know, because I believe it's for fact, women, what they experience during sex versus what we experience, I feel like if we were to change, like, receptors and stuff,
mm-hmm.
we would just overload. We'd have seizures. can't process what them they go through, because just like nerve endings alone that they have versus us, you check, is a whole different dimension of shit for them. You check?
So I'm
walking around with that. And you telling me you ain't trying that nothing down there? You're not curious, like you don't, bro. It just don't make sense.
It just don't make no sense. It just boggles my brain thinking about it. Because my thing is not women have the audacity, right, to tell a man you need to know what you're fucking doing,
and so you can get.
And they don't even know what they're fucking doing. So like, oh, you have to get me here. I'm like, bitch, do you even know how to get you there without toys? Some of them rely heavily on toys to get them there, and I'm just like.
Desensitized.
You have to manually use. You check, all I have to do is hold it in place. And I'm like, yo, the problem.
Yeah. And I'm just like, it's one thing to be like, okay, let me go experiment and figure it out. Because, like, once you know, you know. And you can only get better at it. So, my thing is, and just like how my friend was saying, that she just realized that, like, she's getting it more frequently and she's not figuring out how to get it whenever she has sex. I'm just like, yo, that's actually pretty cool for you. Because now you're just up. Like, you can now enjoy it and know that there's nothing else that you have to think about. Okay, I have to rely on this guy to get you there. You can get there yourself. And the two of you can just enjoy it in the moment. Before then, she probably was saying, like, oh, don't stop. Because I feel it. And if that man ever so stopped, like, he should have left a little, he gone. That feeling gone for her.
Yeah, gone. And I'm like, yo, that's kind of messed up. But then, and that's what puts a lot of niggas in stress, too. And I'm like, yeah, I understand why you would
Because the man in here putting in his work, right, enjoying himself, and you tell him, I soon did. So now the man's like, all right, focus gone, because now he focusing on something totally different. You check? And now you already tell him, don't stop because you're close. And he's thinking, all right, this is just the final stretch. Now, I hear Khaled extra quiet, because I feel like he don't have no kind of problem at all. Come talk to me, King.
I'm going to tell you, King's a problem. Per se, might as well, like, who we deal with, he never run into that.
Khaled put them down.
Yeah, nah, you know what I mean? We just go all out, you know what I mean? Lands, you know, the girl clean and everything straight. Me tell you, me put in the work. Eh?
Okay. And so my face was being out, because for me, it's like I run into different. Like, I'm now able to, like, say, yeah, this one is different from this one in the sense that what me work over here, nah, go work here. None at all. You check? Mm-hmm. Even something as simple as on backers, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I put somebody in the backers, like, a while back, and I know what I'm used to when I have somebody in the backers, you check? So I doing what has always worked with everything, everyone I've ever been with, you check? And daddy, my girl just couldn't. And I was like, I don't know what
to do. I was like, where do I go from here?
Yeah, where do I go from here? Because, like, I already know the formula. And the formula has been giving me the answers in every situation except this. What now?
Boy,
this is where I have to say, okay, it's clearly not me. You check? If we're doing statistics, you the odd one out. It's okay. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's hard to say, yeah. It's, like, I can't put it on. So to say, yeah, Khaled never had a problem there. No, he just never run into that problem.
Right.
Like that. Well, never land per doorstep.
I ended up one time a deal with that thing a while back. And
yesterday.
We just realized, yo, this, like, me accustomed forget my art. In the backers, you catch me, and stinking, you know what I mean? Stinking my fingers and so forth. But then when I realize, when I get the arc, and I'm just like, ah, yo, relax and free up. But then she just now get the arc. Then
so pull out the big guns and start tumshing shit back.
The boy iron up that spine, boy.
You know what I mean?
Mince it up.
The thing is, make it on, must say, you know what? I'm going to work with what she got. Me hit them, you know what I mean? She come, she, you know what I mean, and everything, and then I say, okay, come and switch to the missionary now. But then when I switch to the missionary now, she not me flexible enough. So the legs and then couldn't stretch too far back as to me when they get, you catch me. So I still end up again, half of those work with what me get, you know what I mean, and just make everything, you know what I mean, go smooth and everything. But to me personally, me just go with the flow. You know what I mean?
We find that old lady.
Your boy, me tell you, boy.
Khaled, right? Yeah. Me deal with the catty, right? And me want for just make you. For educational purposes, me want to ship on you so she can hat up for your head how she hat up for my head. This county requires, if you're for dealing with daddy boss, no, you see, me you the safe with daddy, you check, because this county boss, I come to the boss, she don't tell me, oh, well, you know, this whole sex thing is not just about penetration, it's about, you know, it's central and kissing up and da-da-da. Boss, left to this girl, boss, you will spend 25% of the time sending seed.
Italian.
And the rest time, kit. Possibly. And the rest, and the rest time, just kissing up all kind of elbow, kissing up back, kissing up and all kind of.
Well, everyone, for me, tongue go way up in an enlarged intestine.
When we say, okay, well, a kiss up you want, let me get it. And she said, you know, down there's not the only part. And I mean,
that's only too much work. No, because now you have to do body work.
Exactly.
You have to do body work.
This is a job for two. You check, bring one hungry belly catty for come take you all the mouth work and let me just do what me have to do. Because I'm trying to sign up for all that. You check. But just to say, that woman really come in different, with different programs.
Yeah, true. That is true. That is true.
And come with different programming all together and for no reason. This is just wavy. You check. Well, I'm back, but he dropped out, man.
He dropped out.
Me say Kali drop out. No, Keenan, another one drop out.
Besides that, no, women be interesting. Oh, you got a phone call, you say. They be interesting, but I feel like they don't really, it's, they so much address with women. I love them, no, but so much address.
Yeah, dog.
Boy, me tell you. Love them, no, but then just. It's
Jesus Christ, that's why. Like, even though as much as you would abandon your partner them and say, yo, maybe go check this catty. In the same way that you would a daddy, at the same say, yeah, freak you tonight. You go and partner them. Come, you need a break.
I feel like I can't even find no female for you tonight to tell like a jump in the conversation and give us like an insight. The whole thing today was just trying to figure out, like, you know, home structure and stuff. Actually, anyways, everyone had anything you wanted to talk about or mention?
Not when you put me on the spot like that.
Okay, we'll save it for later then.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have anything. No, but like, yeah. It will come out if it was there. Yeah. This year's one.
Okay. So, we already figured out, like, you know, kids nowadays be weird. Yeah. Because at first, I played, like, a little video from Instagram when the teacher asked some little girls in her classroom, you know, how their life looking when they're adults. And one girl was saying that, you know, she want to have kids. And the teacher's like, really? In 8th grade and want kids? She's like, yeah, so I can get child support. And the other one was just like, yeah, she don't want to get married because her baby daddy probably going to be shit. Trash. And the teacher was just like, but why would you choose a trash man to give you babies but not a good man to be a husband, right? So I'm just like, you know, all these kids just learning some shit from their parents and then just walking with that information like if it's gospel, and the parents don't know the kind of damage that they're doing. And then we start talking about, like, you know, family structure and why these women can't just have one kid out of, like, this wasn't the ideal situation. I have a kid. But why they go back for seconds, thirds, and fourths and stuff? Like, why they're not learning? Why they keep going back for the same men? So I feel like now that we already talk about the women and we tap into some sex to make these babies, right? Where do we go from here in terms of, like, trying to understand, like, the dynamics of, like, relationships? Because, like, if you understand women and you understand women coming from, you kind of figure out, like, why things would work and why things won't. Because, like, today, everybody arguing about the red pill, green pill, like, women want rich, successful men, and men want women to be in the kitchen, and everybody just want to be independent and have a lot of sex and a lot of cheating, but nobody really want to give in to that, you know, sacrifice and, you know, whatever.
Boy, you know, it's just, you said something, like, if you said something, you said, we know where women are coming from.
Okay.
That's only half of the issue. That's half of it. We know where they're coming from. What we don't know is where they're going. Because they don't even know where they're going. You check? And that's the problem right there. It's like, because like you said, you can say, okay, because like I said, with logic, right? You're taking past information, all the details that already exist out there based on things that have already happened, and you're making sense out of what you're looking at. They can say, okay, I kind of get why she would do da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But then, like, even though you have not, you now have that piece of information, you're like, okay, well, it only makes sense that this is what would happen next. Boof, monkey wrench.
then gather off to the next. And you're just like, how the hell are we even here right now? I know that the whole new switch up is just a new piece of information that just makes you conclude that, yo, we really don't know what the fuck really going on.
Okay, so is it that women need to be a little bit more rooted in their ventures in life? Because, like, if you ask a woman, and this is me just talking from a naive, uneducated point of view on women, right? If you ask a man, like, okay, what are you trying to do with your life, right? He kind of be like, I'm just trying to make some money so I can get a house, to get me a car, to get this position at work, to elevate and probably open my own business if I can, to probably work on my project, you know, a little car or something, and to have a family, to, you know, have a house and do all these things, and this is where I see myself, right? This big picture. All they're doing is working to build that money to put into these things. Like, if you look sharp, they probably spend a little bit of money on some alcohol or some women, you know, and they spend some money on some clothing to look good for some women, and they do a little bit with their money for some women, but then the bulk of their money go into that big dream, that big stuff. If you ask a woman like the same thing, she might say, yeah, I want to be like a doctor or whatever, and the only thing she really doing to that is studying. But what else?
Not only that, yo, some of them, you ask them, yo, what are your plans for the future? And sometimes they lock them blank, like, so they never think so far ahead.
So is it like a fault, like they don't have an anchor to their destination, so they just lost at sea, just trying to figure out how to get across the horizon?
I feel like we are meant for each other, because where we lack is where they're strong, and where they lack, vice versa.
I totally understand that. Like, when they say, like, women, they're just trying to find a man that have good things, like have a lot, I can't blame them, because in nature, the man out here peacocking and the woman get to choose. Right, we all animals at the end of the day.
Basically.
So if as you know, the human animal, we out here just trying to be, we just trying to provide. Like, a lot of people say, like, oh, these gender roles and these things that they men are prison to, like responsibilities and what's the other word that they use? When men say that it's their job, their obligation to provide for a woman. And other women are like, we don't need you to provide for us, right? My thing is, women want, they say they want a good looking man that's loyal, that makes six figures. Mans, them mans didn't even say five figures, the dog. Like the average Joe, this is six. You know, money I have to make a month time for make six figures.
Yo, for them.
You know, you know how much you have to get paid in all for get six figures?
Yo,
nigga. It's like nobody doing the math at all.
That's what I say. And then even if, right, if for that to be what everybody wants, you realize women outnumber men. So it's like,
so then the woman get half a share.
If they all be wanting that, they already setting up themselves for failure, is what I'm saying.
Five women to one six figure.
and he only allowed for her one.
And he only allowed for her one, because then a bex.
Crazy.
The thing is, no, woman, you will be, okay, I get in a relationship, right? And you're the one that I provide and everything. But because, like, things are move like a slow, they feel like, okay, time up. When I need you,
that's,
you know,
no, that's okay, good. That's good. No, that's safe now. Them things supposed to happen because, no, it's supposed to happen because that's how you know this wasn't the one.
Right.
Because that's not how life go. Life now is up. So if you see things and it's not up and you want for cut, then you need to cut early. Like,
yeah. Good. Shouldn't cut earlier.
You can burn, you know. Same way, you know. But at the end of the day, you can look back on them and say, yeah, she clearly not going to be the one. Because you know, as a man, how the thing really go. You check? Them, they have some unrealistic expectations of the world. And I don't know if that's just them being shielded because they grew up, like, they were raised softer than us, because men, like, how were we raised? Oh, we have to be providers, or you have to be a man, so they don't get the type of, you have to be strong, because they don't get that talk. Okay, they don't get that kind of prep.
Let's jump back in the home for a second, right? Your parents raising a daughter and a son, right? And the mother's helping. They're both leading as examples to let their children, like, all the things that we don't remember to tell you, we're showing you by our actions. So you're getting a comprehensive class right now. You're getting the technical and you're getting the practical. You're seeing this whole shit, right? The mother will tell her daughter, like, listen, you're gonna have to, like, learn how to do your laundry, learn how to cook, and you have to be good at this shit, because, like, when a man come across, we're not trying to tell you to put your pussy on the table as something to bring him in. I hope boy you have some nice skills. This man can see that you know how to take care of a home and that's just gonna bring in his like his future parental urges to you. Like, when I have kids, she can take care of the kids. It's not to take care of the husband. It's like she's good to be a mother. You know what I mean? So she can cook well, and that's good for the family. You know, she can clean. She can have all kind of. You know what I mean? And the father now is now, the mother's still telling the son the same thing now, because she doesn't want him to have to now depend on a woman and just be a slave to that woman. So he have to also learn these skills. Not me though, because you know. Anyways. So the mother's telling him, like, you need to be independent because you don't want to have a woman just dictating everything for you. And you can't do nothing for yourself. So right? And the father now is not telling his kid, like, listen, you can't just go around the place crying and do whatever. You have to be a man, you know, be tough. Like, save these things for later in private. Like, time and place for everything. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your abilities. You know, do stuff and make sure that you can support and make whoever proud. You're carrying the last name. You have a whole generation that came before you that been doing it right. Lead the charge and, you know, and be a man, right? So you have... You have your parents teaching you these fundamentals, but then a woman would say, why you don't, they don't see what your parents teaching your brother, because he seemed to get away with more things than she does. Yeah,
and then just so what, they measuring.
Mm-hmm. He gets to go out and stay out late after curfew. He gets to go hang out on the street with the boys. He gets to farm all the fool and get to be loud and fraudulent. No, your parents tell him not to be loud, be seen and not heard. He still get his licks. But you don't really care about that, because you see him still having his fun, but you're more on a tighter leash, and they're like, they don't understand that he go out there and he could die, you know, but you could get raped, kidnapped and murdered, a whole bunch of stuff. The chance of that happening to him still high, but the odds of him getting out is also high.
It's real tough. And that's why I try and tell people, bro, you have to understand, even though we are one and the same, we are completely different.
It's just the world. It's
not my fault that's how it works. You see? It's not my fault. And if I'm to raise you like a man, that's going to be problematic, because you go out here really...
Yeah, it'll be very problematic.
You know, like, then niggas will look at you like, nigga, what the fuck? You know, like, and you see, like, yeah... Women that grew up with a bunch of brothers and whatever. Yeah, they grew up with, you know, more masculine taste and whatever. But at the same time, I feel like there's still some level of... No, there definitely is, because no big brother go look at his little sister as a brother. She go look up at them and think, yeah, I feel like one of them, so I am one of them. But they go always look at her as the butterfly.
That they, something. Yeah, because at the end of the day, even if she older, younger, I still gotta protect this girl.
You check? And that's what it is, you check? So as much as they think... So I just don't know. Like, I don't wrong anybody for the way they turn out.
Mm-hmm. Or the way they see things.
Yeah, they see things off rip. I only wrong them after they realize that, yo, the way I see things is problematic, and then they still don't want to do anything about it. Because you have to come to that conclusion. You have to come to that point where you're like, okay, yeah, this clearly is a problem. I need to do better. Mm-hmm. It's when people are at that stage and they choose not to do better, that's when my judgment comes and say, yeah, you are a modest man. But before that, no, you're not. I can't blame you for anything before that point, you know.
Right.
Okay. So the whole thing is, right, that these what was going on with this now? Okay, so it's like, we know that they're now getting trained, their parents teaching them all these things, right? And then you'll go out into society and a woman is now thinking, okay, I want to do these things, I want to be independent, right?
Yeah.
But I want to also be happy, because, like, at the end of the day, we are going to suffer from loneliness. Even if we have, like, a close friends or close circle and we have that social life, you still need that intimate part of things. So you're going to try to gravitate to finding somebody that you can spend the rest of your life with, right? And if a woman is looking for her best options and she's like, okay, personality, looks, she's now looking at the scale to, where do I have to work the most in life? Because I can't focus on getting it and also getting the happiness. So I have to, it's like, it can't be balanced out that way, or everything gonna take longer to attain, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's like, if the man have more money, that means we get to do more things, and we might potentially have more time together to do things and get things that I want. So I could be happy when it comes to getting things that I want. If I now have to start out with somebody who can give me time, but he's not making as much money, and I can still get the attention that you want, but you now have to still put in your part. Your 50% is literally detrimental if you don't give it.
Mm-hmm.
And her 50% to his six figure, it don't really mean nothing. You know, you're giving what you can. Yeah, he's still handling everything.
It's still good. It's like, even if you were giving none, we'd still be okay.
We'd still be okay.
So that's why I feel like, too. I feel like that's another problem with women, too, because then they don't like to feel like they're not contributing.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, mm-hmm. if you make them be the one, well, it depends. No, that really depends on the woman, because a lot of them do feel like, okay, here's what I'm saying, right? And that's why a lot of women be getting offended.
You can't just generalize it because they're so different. Yeah, you can't generalize it.
Because the ones that we're talking about that ain't shit, I don't, you know, they say empty barrel make the most noise.
Mm-hmm.
Them are the same ones that would pick up and make argument. But those women that really not beyond that shit are the quiet ones. You're never even hearing their two cents.
Before you lose your thought, I want to say something. I was telling Khalid this the other day. It's like we're in a classroom again, because it's the popular girls be making the most noise. And the quiet girls listening to those popular girls and saying, "Oh, so that's how the other side is. Let's just come correct and follow them." So when the popular girls saying, "I want a man like this," and all these men are like that, the other girls are just like, "Yeah, they're probably right, because they know they have to."
They clearly know.
So we better come correct, so that way we don't fall into the same tropes as they did, and we get to save ourselves. But they just do the same shit. But go ahead.
Because I feel like, in the same sense, right, how it works with that, I don't think guys look up to other guys. Like, I don't feel like guys look up to other guys who are assholes.
Facts.
But women look up to other women who are clearly bitches.
Which don't make no fucking sense.
But it don't make no sense. Guys end up being assholes when they were like, "Yeah, I'm not going to be an asshole," and they try to be a good nigga, and then that woman make him into an evil man. She didn't make him. Circumstances put him in a position to feel pain, and he chose the dark route because of the pain that she put him through. You check? And then he end up being like the asshole nigga. He didn't strive to be it off the bat. I feel like we end up there. They actively say, "I want that one." That's them. You check?
I know what you mean, bro. Because like the other day I was talking to somebody, and this girl was saying like, yeah, she tried to be, what's the word that they fucking use? A challenge, you know? Like, it's supposed to come easy.
You know, our number one thing is to be comfortable. That's why a man will literally do all the work he has to do, because he knows once he's done, he can sit down and do nothing. The whole part about working that makes us work is knowing that once the work is done,
we get to relax.
Want to be problematic.
Now when you come home to a woman, that peaceful.
You should go home to be my, to somebody I can just rest my head in her lap and just, she just be my peace, bro.
No, but so only just see you peacefully existing and say, that look too...
too comfortable.
Money even gonna annoy you, bitch, you know? You start like an argument, you know, do something. Bro. Just forget rights, just forget attention.
Man, sometimes the relationship could have been go sweet. Bubbles that just now poppy just floating in the atmosphere. And then she just come with one question out of the blue that just make you breathe up.
It is just designed to put you in the hole that you're in.
She didn't scheme up that question a good couple hours. Now she's like, yeah, this one go strap him. This one gonna spark something for the next 3 weeks. He can forget about it and I can bring it back.
Like, what the hell come in here for your head? All the time, everything good, then you're gonna ask him, "Is it just sex? Is all I have for you?"
Yeah, like, when they ask some question like that, like, I feel used. This feel like it's just sex. I'm like, "But where? Where this come from?"
You know what I mean?
Bro, they're different, bro. I don't get it. I really don't get it. But like, yeah. I feel like you, like, everyone and Khalid, y'all been through, like, some serious love, and y'all been out of love. What do you think is very, before I even jump into that, do y'all find y'all women based off of a vibe? Like, when, you know, like, some people say that they can just tell when this girl is, like, a good girl for them. Like, within the first couple months or talking to her, you just know, like, this is somebody that I definitely would, I could see something. I want to take it serious to see where it goes. But, like, when you're feeling the vibe, what a vibe like?
It's peace.
It's peace.
It's knowing, it's just a feeling that, like, I feel comfortable. Number one is the comfort. It's the fact that I already feel like I could really just drop all my bags here. and everything will be safe.
Check. Right.
Safe and secure in that sense. That's number one.
You find that you can open up and talk without being neglected.
And at the same time, and then when you see that it goes back to, I guess, having, I think that what has to do a lot too with how you had a relationship with your parents and so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the hood is this motherly love that like just exists.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're talking to your mother and you just feel like your mother just wants to hear what you're, or she just wants to embrace you type of, mm-hmm. like just mm-hmm. this warm connection type thing. When a woman offers you that, bro, as a man, a woman who is not your mother off like loving you in a way that only your mother does love you, that hit different. That hit different.
You come from work and like a rough day, the boss probably should find you and tell you something out the way. And you come home and you just rest your head in your mother's lap and she just run your hand, she hand through your hair, your beard.
That doesn't make you know, yo, you're good now. You're everything. You know what I mean? Boss, that's a feeling that don't make logical sense. Mm. Like, I can't put on paper to tell you what I feel like, but all I can say is that is it.
Yeah.
And what
yeah,
about like when she's in social settings and so, like the energy
social settings up? Social settings, I don't care for as much, because I mean obviously it would be a determining factor, because obviously if you're going out and you could be for everybody you come in contact with, then that's a red flag. I don't want to be nowhere out with you, which means I'm limited to where I can be with you, and that's going to be problematic. If I can't go anywhere and do anything with you at any time, then I'm not comfortable.
Okay.
But that all plays into being comfortable with you, because like you already come with certain perks. Like you already meet the expectation. You don't match the vibe. You check.
Okay. So let's say you're walking on the road, right? You see a group of girls and they just happen to be everywhere that y'all pull up, they pull up. And you're just like, wow, I feel like I want to go talk to these girls. Based on the energy, right? Because there's definitely a girl that's like the center of the attention. Somebody who's like calling the shots. Somebody who's just like quiet and just existing with them. There's a plethora of different type of girls, right? Extroverts, introverts, some that are both. When you're looking at them, how do you know which one you want to approach? Not just when you exclude, because like looks is definitely a main factor in this. So anybody who said like, I was looking at her personality from across the street, shut up. You're looking at looks, right? But there's still vibe to play. Mm-hmm. What kind of vibe is going to attract you to that person?
I think it's definitely looks off the bat, though. Because mm-hmm. like men were visual creatures, mm-hmm. right? But we really go off of what we see for sure as what will determine my interest or not. You check? Because a woman would more so grow to like somebody,
mm-hmm.
a man would like you off the bat. You check? Or think he or believe he like you off the bat.
When we just tell you he love them right away.
You check? That's why. What is it?
Callum, you tell you he love them right off the bat.
You know what I mean? I hear me. And then they ask, how you can love me and not even know me yet? I said, well, let's get to know each other.
You check? But I believe the whole, you can see the personality from across the street, because you can see how her demeanor is. You can see how she is with her friends. You can see if she's the funny one. She's the more reserved one. She's the quirky one. She's the, you know, there's little things that like cues that make you say, okay, because I know where
I stand. Like,
I'm not the loud mouth. I'm not the hothead in my group. I wouldn't say I'm the comedian. I say, yeah, I have lines, you know, whatever, but I don't know where funny. I stand.
You're just not a comedian.
I'm not the clown. I don't want to say I'm the clown. Because a clown comes with like, he's a head. I'm a head still like a background dancer. But as far as I see it, it's like I could see things like that from across the room, still with you and your friend. And that's the type of stuff that would attract me as well. Because it's like, okay, I see her vibe. Because I can literally see your vibe.
Okay, so even that's what I kind of wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because like a lot of people were going out, right, and paying attention to the women and so around them. And so women would catch them off the bat, just like giving them a glance and just like, look at that creep watching us like this, right? But you're not like you're watching, you're paying attention.
Darling, please stop.